This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, May 6th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Ag equipment on the National Mall this week. Global food prices up slightly. And dairy makes pitch against tariffs. Modern ag gets focus in the nation's capital. The National Mall will be showcasing the latest innovations in precision agriculture and farm equipment this week. The Association of Equipment Manufacturers is sponsoring the second Celebration of Modern Ag on the National Mall, which starts today, runs through Wednesday. By the way, Deputy Agriculture Secretary Xochitl Torres-Small will be attending the event today, along with Robert Bonney, USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, and the Deputy Undersecretary for FPAC, Gloria Montano-Green. 20 member companies of AEM will be taking part in the event, along with numerous farm and biofuel industry groups. I don't believe you'll find another industry on the face of the earth that is more advanced from a technology standpoint or that utilizes or deploys technology like the ag industry does. That Bill Hurley, Vice President of Global Government Affairs for AGCO Corporation, speaking to AgriPulse in an open mic interview. Hurley chairs AEM's Ag Sector Board. Now, for more on this week's D.C. agenda, you can read our Washington Week Ahead. Global food prices up marginally. A global index of food commodity prices rose slightly in April, driven largely by higher meat costs. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization's food price index was up 0.3% to 119.1 in April. That was the highest level since December when the index was at 119.2. The index is still well under the average for 2023 of 124.7, reflecting the softer commodity markets. The average spiked at 144.7 during 2022. The details? Well, the index for meat prices rose 1.6% in March as avian influenza outbreaks and steady Middle East demand helped push up the price of poultry. Beef prices were also higher in April. The indices for grains and vegetable oils both rose 0.3% last month. Dairy prices fell by the same amount. Lawmakers urge USDA to reconsider report cancellations. A bipartisan group of 73 lawmakers is urging USDA to reverse the decision to cancel its July cattle report and discontinue its cotton objective yield survey and county estimates for crops and livestock. 26 senators and 47 House members say in a letter to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack that the loss of the cattle report would create uncertainty in livestock markets and that dropping the cotton survey would, quote, reduce the ability of industry participants to engage in forward contracting until later in the season. The county estimates report provides a better understanding of the impacts of drought and disasters, including the wildfires that tore through Texas earlier this year, the lawmakers write. The lawmakers acknowledge that the National Agriculture Statistics Service had its budget cut this year by Congress. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Dairy groups testify before USTR on supply chain resilience. Dairy industry representatives call for lower tariffs and protection of common food names at a hearing on supply chain resilience held by the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative on Friday. Tony Rice, Director of Trade Policy at the National Milk Producers Federation and U.S. Dairy Export Council, also pushed for the eventual elimination of all tariffs on U.S. dairy exports, as well as strong dispute settlement provisions. The dairy industry also was seeking data transparency and supported the Biden administration's freight logistics optimization to work to prevent congestion that may impact perishable goods, said Becky Ransdell, Senior Vice President of Trade and Workforce Policy at the International Dairy Foods Association. During questioning, she detailed how this was a major challenge for the industry during the COVID-19 pandemic and is an issue that still needs improvements. Ransdell also said some European Union policies designed to promote environmental sustainability, such as mandatory climate-related disclosure and deforestation-free supply chains, can impede trade. While the dairy industry is not currently subject to the deforestation regulation, Ransdell called it a dangerous precedent. Labor reaffirms validity of H-2A wage rate rule. The Labor Department's Employment and Training Administration has ratified its rule setting wage rates for farm workers in response to a lawsuit alleging that the rule was not properly issued. Jose Javier Rodriguez, Assistant Secretary for Employment and Training at the Labor Department, says in the Federal Register today that, quote, out of an abundance of caution and to avoid any doubt as to its validity, I have independently evaluated the final rule and the basis for adopting it. The National Council of Agricultural Employers is appealing a federal district judge's dismissal of its lawsuit, alleging the 2022 rule was issued without the required notice and comment. Feed industry regulators call out false reports on poultry litter and HPAI. Feed ingredient regulators and manufacturers are defending the occasional use of poultry litter as a dairy cattle feed amid what American Feed Industry Association President and CEO Constance Coleman calls, quote, sensational headlines and articles falsely accusing feeding practices of spreading the HPAI virus. While not widely used, the Association of American Feed Control Officials approve the use of dried poultry litter and waste, which are not good hosts for viruses, as a partial source of protein for beef and dairy cattle, Coleman says. Recent research shows that it is not a common byproduct used in dairy diets. AAFCO Executive Director Austin Therrell says in a statement that while, quote, theoretically possible, it is very unlikely the illness was spread through animal feed. He adds that while not widely used, poultry litter can be a great alternative for cattle to promote sustainability while still gaining a nutritional benefit for the animals. Here's today's He Said It. The best way forward as we see it for our industry and for dairy producers going forward is going to be through comprehensive trade agreements that have tariff-reducing mechanisms as well as addressing non-tariff barriers and strong enforceability. That Tony Rice, Director of Trade Policy at the National Milk Producers Federation and U.S. Dairy Export Council at Friday's USTR hearing in supply chain resilience. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, May 6th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Alley.